So now, we're going to ask a question. We have to ask a question here. There is something called bhakti, bhav, and prem. Are any one of these inside the heart of the conditioned soul? That's my question to you. We'll go one by one. Is bhakti inside the heart of the conditioned soul? That's us, nityabhata jivas, we in the material world, birth and death. What is your answer? Answer is in English only, please. What?
As I heard from you, if the person don't meet guru or
No, what do you read so much and heard so much? Forget about me. I know what I say. What's your what do you feel? What have you realized? What do you know? What have you studied? I don't want you to just tell me what I told you. I know what I told you.
Bhakti in the form of seed can present in the heart of conditioned soul.
You're saying it is or it isn't?
Yeah, it can be present.
It's not can be, it either.
From
my question is this: if someone is a conditioned soul, forget about sadhus. Is that, you know, by nature the jivatma, by nature the nityabhata jiva, tatastha jiva, is bhakti part of his constitution, eternal intrinsic nature, is bhakti in his heart. Forget about any sadhu, guru, previous life. I'm not asking that. The definition of a jiva, any jiva, standing on his own two feet, let's say in this world, is bhakti in his heart, yes or no? What is your answer? You have an answer, yes or no?
No.
Okay. So is bhava in his heart? I'm asking him.
No.
Is prema in his heart?
No.
Okay. So it seems that you gave all no's to those questions, and well, let's find out what the books say. Bhakti, bhav, and prema. So the question is bhakti, which means devotion, in the heart of the conditioned soul? And the answer is no. So then how do you get bhakti? How do you get bhakti? Where do you get bhakti? How do you obtain it? How do you receive it? So Lord Chaitanya explains very nicely how you get bhakti and from whom you attain bhakti from, in what is called Sanatan Shiksha. Which is the teachings of Lord Chaitanya to Sanatana Goswami. And they're contained in several chapters of Madhyalila. This is Madhyalila chapter 22, and the title of the chapter is Bhakti Yoga. In English is the Process of Devotional Service, chapter 22 of Madhyalila. So there, you can read a variety of verses, and the commentaries, and they're all translated by Srila Prabhupada. And all the translations there are correct, and everyone agrees upon those translations. So there's one verse where, very important to read, if you want to read, you can read from chapter 22, verse 105, the whole chapter, say chapter, Chaitanya Charitamrita, chapter 22, verse 10 all the way to 107. That was 222, 2 means Madhyalila. 222, chapter 22, verse 11 all the way to 107. Very instructive about the jiva and whatnot. That's us. So in verse 105, I'm going ahead of the game a little bit. Verse 105, he says, Jiva Tattva Shakti. The Jiva is, he's talking about Jiva Tattva, the Shakti. He says that the Jiva is Tattva Shakti. Then Lord Chaitanya says that Jiva is, there's two types of Jivas, Nitya Mukta and Nitya Samsara. This is the term he uses. And this is in verse 2:22:11. So there's Nitya Samsara, means eternally conditioned. Nitya means eternal. Lord Chaitanya says in 2:22:12, Nitya Bandha, which means the Nitya Samsaras, they're eternally conditioned. Nitya Bandha, Krishna Nitya Bahirmukha. Says Krishna Nitya Bahir Mukh. The eternally conditioned souls have eternally turned away from God. Not that they were in the spiritual world and they came here. This, it says Nitya Bahir Mukh, face externally looking, and Prabhupada has translated correct here. Then Lord Chaitanya says, these are all Lord Chaitanya's teachings. The Nitya Bandhas or Nitya Samsariks, the eternally conditioned souls, and this is Prabhupada's translation, they are eternally in the material world experiencing the misery of hellish life. Nitya Samsara Bunje Narak Adi Dukkha. That's us. Bunje means experience. So the Nitya Samsarik Jivas, the Nitya Buddhas, which we often hear, but this term is used, Nitya Samsara Jivas, they're always, Narak means hell and Dukkha means unhappiness. They're always experiencing the misery of hellish life. Then he goes on and says, Lord Chaitanya, this is in 2:22:13. Maya Pishachi Dandakari. This is very nice. Maya Pishachi Dandakari. Conditioned souls are beaten by the witch of Maya, and thus the conditioned souls suffer the threefold miseries of life, beginning with the body. Okay. It's very nice. Lord Chaitanya is describing the conditioned souls. Maya Pishachi. Pishachi means a witch. The witch of Maya is Dandakari. Danda means, you know, sannyas. Danda means stick. They're beating, the witch of Maya is beating the conditioned souls with a stick. And thus the conditioned souls are suffering the threefold miseries of life, beginning with the bodily miseries, which we all know too well. So then Lord Chaitanya explains, and this is in verse 14 and 15, and Prabhupada's translation is correct. By chance, conditioned souls may receive or get a saintly doctor. Brahmate Saru Vaidya Paya. So Brahmate, the conditioned souls are wandering universe by universe. And Bhagavan, Brahmate, Bhagavan, Saru Vaidya Pai. By chance, someone is fortunate, he meets a Saru Vaidya Pai. Pai means he receives, he meets, he attains. Vaidya means doctor. It's very nice. A doctor sadhu. A saintly person. And by his instructions and mantras, which means diksha, the witch of Maya will flee. Upadesh mantra, Pishachi Palai. Upadesh mantra. Upadesh means instruction, and mantra means diksha. When defining bhakti and Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Srila Rupa Goswami Pad, he mentions 64 limbs of how bhakti begins, how it's practiced, and how it's perfected, and all the different types of bhakti, 64 angas. So there he says it begins with surrender to Guru, Guru Pad Ashraya. Then the second step is Diksha Adi Shikshanam. Beginning with Diksha, then one receives instructions. Diksha means he gets mantra, and then instructions, which means Upadesh, mantra and Upadesh. Then he begins to serve Guru and Krishna and Vaishnavas. Sri Krishna Hari Guru Vaishnava Seva. And that's called Vishrambena Guror Seva. He serves the Diksha Guru, he serves the Shiksha Gurus, and he serves all others, seniors, considering everyone to be his Prabhu. So they become Guru. Guru means senior to me, Guru, or heavy, or teacher, many meanings. So here the same point is being made in Madhya Lila, chapter 22, in verse number 14 and 15, by Lord Chaitanya, saying, the conditioned soul is in Maya. He has no bhakti. He has no devotion for Krishna. He's being beaten by the witch of Maya. And he's suffering from the threefold miseries, his own body and mind, other people and nature, adiatmic, adiklesha, adibodhika. And he's eternally in the samsara and eternally turned away from God. These are all the points we've covered so far, and all translated correctly. But somehow, if he's fortunate, thus the conditioned soul will obtain or receive Krishna bhakti. Krishna, the same verse says 14 and 15, says Krishna bhakti pai. The word pai, Prabhupada translates correctly. He said, thus, when he meets the Guru, when the conditioned soul meets the Saru Vaidya Pai, when he receives or meets or attains that Vaidya, that doctor, Guru. Vaidya means doctor. Saru Vaidya. This Lord Chaitanya is comparing the Saru to a Vaidya. Vaidya means doctor. Saru Vaidya Pai, he's giving the medicine. The medicine is Upadesh, Upadesh Amritam. The nectar of his instructions is medicine. Then he gives mantra. That's called Diksha, together. Upadesh and mantra means Diksha. And then once one has Diksha, then Pishachi Palai, the witch of Maya, runs away, Palai. Thus, the conditioned soul will obtain, then it says, Krishna Bhakti Pai. Upadesha Mantra Pishachi Palai, Krishna Bhakti Pai. So, Pishachi Palai, Bhakti Pai. This is very nice. Pishachi means Maya. Maya Palai, Bhakti Pai. So, Maya Palai means Maya runs away. Why and how? By the mercy of the doctor. Just like the doctor gives you medicine, gives you instructions about your diet, about what to eat and how to act and how to live physically. Then he gives you some medicine. So the medicine that the guru doctor gives is Saru Vaidya. What is his medicine? His medicine is his Upadesh. He gives the Amrit of his Upadesh. His nectarine instructions. That's his instructions. And then what is the medicine? The medicine is his mantra. It's called mantra oshadi. Just like the doctor gives medicine in the form of a pill, then he gives instructions by saying, don't eat pakoras, don't sleep late, don't do this. And he tells you things. There's two things, doctor, right? He tells you some advice. You say doctor's advice. So the same thing. That's why the guru gives advice and he gives medicine. So the doctor, material doctor, he gives health advice and he gives medicine. So the spiritual, the sadhu, the guru, he's also called a vaidya,
Because he gives advice, instructions, upadesh, and he gives medicine. Not a pill, not some powder, not some pill or lozenge. He gives the medicine of mantra. Mantra oshadi. And in the shastras, this term is used. Mantra oshadi. Nam oshadi. Many places. In the Bhaktivinoda Thakur has a song, he says, Nam Oshadi, N-H-A-J-I. In the 14 worlds, you'll not find a better medicine than the holy name of Krishna. In all the 14 worlds, Nam Oshadi. So this is very nice. So now we know that the nature of the jiva, there's no bhakti inside at all. He receives bhakti from the Sadhu Guru. And this is the teachings of Lord Chaitanya, very nicely, accurately translated in the CC. Then after he receives bhakti, then he gets out of maya. So then after that, then what happens? Then what happens? Here's what Lord Chaitanya says. After that, after diksha, Krishna bhaje kare gurura sevan. It sounds just like the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. Krishna bhaje, the teachings that Lord Krishna Chaitanya gave to Sanatana Goswami, we're reading here, and the teachings he later gave to Rupa are the same teachings that Rupa is writing about in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. He says, Guru Parashraya, Diksha Adi Shikshanam. So that's the same thing we just said, these two points. Then he's saying, Vishrambena Gurur Seva, serve the Guru. So what's Lord Chaitanya say next? Krishna Bhaje Kare Gurura Sevan. This is 2:22, verse 25. So then what happens after you have diksha? Lord Chaitanya explains in this verse. If a conditioned soul worships Krishna and serves Guru, Krishna Bhaje means worship Krishna, Kare. Kare means to do or to act, Guru Sevan. He serves the Guru. If the conditioned soul that's received diksha, because only then you can do Krishna Bhajan and serve the Guru. He has diksha, he does Krishna Bhaje Kare, Guru Sevan. Then what happens? Lord Chaitanya explains more. If the conditioned soul worships Krishna and serves Guru, then he becomes free from the net of maya and he obtains the feet of Krishna. Maya jale chute pai krishnara charan. Beautiful verse, 2:25. Krishna bhaje kare guru. No. Krishna bhaje kare guru rasevan. Maya jala chute pai krishnara charan. Krishna bhaje kare guru rara sevana. Maya jala chute. De pai krishnera charan. It's very nice. Maya jala chute. Chute. Maya jala means the net of maya. Have you ever heard the prayer that we sing? We used to sing when I was in the society. We used to sing this prayer before prasadam. Sharira avidya jal chotendriya tehekal. What does that mean? This body is a network of illusion. This body is a network of ignorance. Sharira avidya jal. Sharir means body. And avidya means ignorance. And jal means net, like the internet. The internet is a web of ignorance. No, there's also knowledge there. So you want to get maya jal chute, then you have to surrender to Guru and worship Krishna and worship Guru. Maya jala chute. And then what happens when you're free from the net of maya, when you get off the internet? What happens when you get off the internet? Then you can obtain the feet of Krishna. Because you'll chant on your beads and meditate. Maya jala chute, paya Krishna racharan. Yeah, it is funny, you're supposed to laugh. You worship Krishna. You got that? Pranavalama? It's So all very nice, clear translation, clear Siddhanta, Tattva philosophy, nice. So the source of bhakti. So Lord Chaitanya's teachings, and Prabhupada is repeating in CC, no one can obtain bhakti without the mercy of a great devotee. Well, actually, this is a verse. This is another verse. Lord Chaitanya is telling here, no one can obtain bhakti without the mercy of a great devotee. This is 220. Is Madhya Lila Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, it's chapter 22, verse 22. You can see. Anyway, I'll give you the verse. So he's saying no one, Lord Chaitanya is telling, and Prabhupada is translating, no one can attain bhakti without the mercy of a great devotee. Mahat kripa bina kon bhakti noi. Bhakti noi. Mahat kripa bina. Bina means without. There is no other way to get bhakti. This statement is there in the fifth Srimad Bhagavatam, fifth canto, chapter 12, verse 12. It's either in the purport or in the verse where it says there is no other way to get or receive bhakti. It's not inside. Mahat kripa bina kon bhakti noi. It's very clear, Bengali, which is like Sanskrit. Without the mercy of a mahat means a great devotee or a sadhu vaidya. Impossible to get bhakti. So this discussion is about the origin and source of bhakti, bhav, and prem. So bhakti is beginning. Further instructions of Lord Chaitanya to Sanatana Goswami describing the definition, because further on in this chapter is a very wonderful chapter. That's why I said the whole chapter, Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, chapter 22, from verse 4 to 107 or so, is very, very clear and instructive. Very powerful, fundamental philosophy of Krishna consciousness. Further, Lord Chaitanya explains, what is the definition of bhakti? Like you're, I'm a bhakti yogi. I'm doing bhakti. Acha, what is bhakti? I'm doing sadhana. What is bhakti sadhana? What is it? What will you say, Pranavala? Take that thing off your mouth now. You're doing bhakti sadhana. What is bhakti sadhana? What is it? What is the purpose of it? Bolo.
Purpose of sadhana is bhava.
Bhava
bhakti.
So the purpose of engaging in activities of worshipping of Krishna is to attain bhava, love of Krishna. Bhava means love.
Yes.
Prema is intensified bhava. There's two stages. There's sadhana and there's bhava. Bhava and prema are one. There's only two stages. There's sadhana bhakti, then there's sadhana bhakti and siddha bhakti. Sadhana and siddha. Siddha bhakti means bhava and prema. Sadhana means adoshara tata sarasanga anartha nivritti tata ruchi anishta ruchi asakti. That's sadhana bhakti. Then siddha bhakti is bhava, prema, sneha, man, pranaya, raga, anuraga, all goes all the way up. Sadhana, siddha, gopis.
That was a good definition you gave. So the verse is spoken in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, verse 22, verse 105. Lord Chaitanya, he's quoted there, he's repeating the same, and that same verse later, when Rupa Goswami wrote the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, he included that verse in a definition of sadhana bhakti in the beginning of the sadhana bhakti chapter. Purva Vibhag, this Dvitiya Lahiri, shloka number 2. So the Purva Vibhag means eastern division, number 1. And then Dvitiya Lahiri means the second wave in the ocean, Dvitiya. And shloka 2 means second shloka. In English you write BRS 1.2.2. Krite sadhya bhavet sadhya bhavasa sadan abhida nitya sadasya bhavasya nitya sadasya bhavasya prakatyam vridi sadhyata. So now we are going to read Srila Prabhupada's translation of this verse from the Chaitanya Charitamrita 2.22.105. And the same, Prabhupada is defining this verse. This is the verse where Rupa Goswami is defining sadhana bhakti. Krite sadhya bhavet sadhya bhava sa sadan abhidha nitya siddhasya bhavasya prakatyam ridhi sadhyata. Now this is the translation. Sadhana bhakti by Srila Prabhupada. Sadhana bhakti is defined as the activities of the senses, the indriya, by which bhava is attained. Now Prabhupada says, goes on, this bhava exists eternally within the heart of every living entity. Nitya sadasya bhavasya. The awakening of this bhava is the potentiality of devotional service and practice. That's Prabhupada's explanation of the phrase prakatyam ridhi sadhyata. So these are all the English translations. And later, on this chapter, Krishnadas Kaviraj repeats Rupa Goswami's Sanskrit definition of sadhana bhakti. He repeats it, and then Krishnadas Kaviraj, he repeats that verse. Then right after that verse, he gives his own verse. So this is what he says in his own words. Because the verse that I read, the definition of sadhana bhakti by Rupa Goswami and the Nectar Instruction, is the same definition in Sanskrit that Lord Chaitanya gave to Sanatana Goswami. Krite sadhya bhavet sadhya bhava sad saranabhida Nitya siddhasya bhavasya prakatyam ridhi sadhyata. So, then, following that verse, which is in Chaitanya Charitamrita, the next verse, Krishnas Kaviraj puts in his own Bengali, Nitya siddha Krishna prema sadhya kabunai shravanadi shuddha chitte koraya udhai. So now that's 2.22.107, and this is how Srila Prabhupada translates it. Pure love for Krishna. Now, before we were talking about bhava, and when we talked about bhava, Prabhupada said that this bhava is potentiality, it's already inside the heart. Now this verse is talking about nitya siddha Krishna prema. The verse which Krishna's Kaviraj writes, he writes nitya siddha Krishna prema. But the verse he wrote that about is, it says, Nitya Siddhasya Bhav. Because Bhav and Prem, it's a matter of intensity. Rupa Goswami says, Nitya Siddha Bhav. And right, the next verse after that in Chaitanya Charitamrita says, Nitya Siddha Krishna Prem, by Krishna's Kaviraj. So now Lord Prabhupada before he was saying bhava is a potentiality, but it's already in you. Now he's saying, the Prabhupada's saying, translation to this, 2:22:27. Pure love for Krishna is eternally established in the heart of the living entity. It is not something to be gained from another source. When the heart is purified by hearing and chanting, this prema naturally awakens. Nitya Siddha Krishna Prema Sadhya Kabu Nai Shravanadi Shudachite Koryo Udhaya. So there's one phrase here that Prabhupada has included in his English translation. This prema is not something to be gained from another source. That is not in the Bengali. Nowhere there. Another source, not to be gained. There's nowhere there. But that's, the Bengali says one thing and then the translation says this phrase. It's all part of the translation. You can see. So when it says it's prema is not gained from another source, we just read in that same chapter where Lord Chaitanya is saying that you get prema from the Sadhu Vaidya, from the Mahant, when you get bhakti. Remember? You remember? Now we're talking about prema, which is the final point. Bhakti becomes bhava, bhava becomes prema. You understand? So all the way up to, now we're in verse 107, in the same chapter 22, back in verse 14, 15, 22, Prabhupada's translating everything correctly, that the living entity has no bhakti inside him. Lord Chaitanya is saying, there is no bhakti inside the heart. And Prabhupada's translating, there's no bhakti inside the heart. And now, 80 verses later, Prabhupada's saying, prema is inside the heart. It's not gotten from any outside source. And Prabhupada was just translating earlier in the same chapter that you get from the Sadhu Vaidya or from the Mahant. Because those are the verses of Lord Chaitanya, which Prabhupada translated accurately. There's some problem in the translations. So now let's look at these verses. This is a summary of Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Lila, chapter 22, verses 10 through 104. These are 95 verses, 95, almost 100 verses, in Lord Chaitanya's own words. These are the direct words of Lord Chaitanya about Jiva Tattva. He's describing the nature of the conditioned soul, that he's always been in a samsara, birth and death, maya, and he has no bhakti within him, and he can only get bhakti from an outside source. Guru, Sadhu, and Mahatma. And then in verse 104, Srila Prabhupada translates it saying, bhav and prem are inside the conditioned soul and not gained from an outside source. 2:22:107, which is not in the Bengali at all. So my question is, if the conditioned soul, Lord Chaitanya is saying, and it's a fact, if he doesn't have bhakti within, according to the 95 verses of Chaitanya Charitamrita, chapter 22, spoken by Lord Chaitanya and properly translated by Prabhupada, which we already read, then how can that same conditioned soul have bhava and prema within, with, as Prabhupada says, no need for an outside source? This is a contradiction of philosophy. Well, this is chapter 2, verse 19. Lord Chaitanya is teaching Rupa Goswami. CC 2:19. Oh, what does it say? It says, well, it's not clear. Chaitanya Charitamrita 2:19:151. It says, Brahmanda Brahmatekon Bhagyavan Jeev Guru Krishna Prasade Pai Bhakti Latta Beej. So here Prabhupada gives the translation very accurately. He said, some fortunate jiva, a Bhagavan, wandering in this universe, Brahmanda Brahmate, by the mercy of Guru or Krishna, he receives or gets the seed of bhakti. So this becomes a little problematic. And this is 219.151, and then later in 222, we get in 107, we get a different idea that prema is already there and bhava is already there. Don't need a guru, don't need mercy of Krishna or guru. So there's some confusion. Many, many verses of Chaitanya Charitamrita, Prabhupada, practically you know, all of them, you could say, are properly translated. That if the conditioned soul is fortunate, he receives bhakti, which is from outside himself, from another source, namely the guru, or a sadhu mahant. This is true and correct. But then Prabhupada contradicts himself later by saying that bhava and prema are already eternally inside the living entity and not gotten from an outside source. So what to do? So what do other translations of these verses of Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, how do they translate? How do they define sadhana bhakti? So in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu Bindu by Bhaktivedanta Srila Narayan Maharaj, he explains the second verse, this Krite Sadhya Bhavet Sadhya Nitya Bhavasya. Nitya Sira Bhavasya. He says that Nitya Sira Bhavasya means that Bhav is an eternally existing phenomenon, and it eternally exists in the eternal associates of the Lord, Nitya Sira Parikars. When sadhana bhakti matures, this Nitya Sira Bhav manifest itself, because it says Riddhi Prakatyam Sadhyata. Riddhi Prakatyam Sadhyata. Prakat means manifest. That's the definition. So when sadhana bhakti matures, this Nitya Siddha Bhava manifests itself from the Lord's eternal associates into the heart of the purified jiva. Nitya Siddha Krishna Prema, Sadyakavamai, that translation here. Krishna Prema, like Bhava, is an eternally existing reality. It is not brought about by sadhana. It automatically manifests itself in the heart purified by hearing and chanting. Now this is how Banu Swami is a ISKCON sannyasi who's translated also Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu into English, and he translates this definition of sadhana bhakti, krite sadhya, pavet sadhya, nitya siddha bhavasya. He says, what is sadhana bhakti? What is the definition of sadhana bhakti? Actions of the senses which produce the stage of bhava is called sadhana bhakti. Bhava bhakti is an eternal stayi bhav that manifests comes in the soul by the spiritual energy. And later in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, on page 356, the same Banu Swami, he described page 356, that's describing bhava bhakti. So now Jiva Goswami has a commentary which he translates like this. Bhava bhakti is Krishna Sarup Shakti in the form of Ladini, Shakti, and Samvit. In other words, bhav, love for Krishna, is a Sarup Shakti of Krishna. It's Krishna Sarup Shakti, which is in the heart, which is in the heart of Krishna, or his very intrinsic nature, and it's the intrinsic nature of his Nitya Siddha Parikars, or Nitya Siddha Associates. So sadhana Bhava Bhakti is an eternal sthayi bhav in the spiritual world. It manifests within a soul by the spiritual energy. Then he says, Bhana Swami's translation, Bhava Bhakti is Krishna's srup shakti in the form of ladaniya shakti and samvit, which means bliss and knowledge. It's situated within the heart of Krishna, and it manifests within a person at the stage of bhava. But this bhava is eternally present within the eternal associates of Krishna. This bhava manifests within a sadhaka only by the mercy of Krishna and his devotees. This is Bhano Swami's translation on page 357 of Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. When in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu Bindu, which is a book written by Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur, he's written 27 verses there to comment on Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. In his verse number 12, he describes about Bhava Bhakti, which is mentioned in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu by Rupa Goswami. He says, Bhava Bhakti. How do you attain Bhava Bhakti? He says, Sarana Bhakti Paripakena Krishna Kripai Tad Bhakta Kripai. He says, Sadhana Bhakti Paripaka. Paka, you know, kacha and paka. Kacha means raw sabji. Paka means cooked. So paka means mature. So paripakena means completely. Sadhana Bhakti, when Sadhana Bhakti is completely matured, then Krishna Kripaya Tad Bhakta. Krishna Kripaya Tad Bhakta Kripaya Bhava Bhakti Bhava Bhakti Bhavati. By the mercy of Krishna or the Bhakta, the devotee, then one will attain a stage of Bhav. Here's the English translation. When one's sadhana bhakti is mature, then by the mercy of Krishna or a devotee, the Bhava Bhakti will manifest . So then there's a commentary by Srila Narayan Maharaj on this statement of Vishnath. Bhava Bhakti is not attained by any type of sadhana. Sadhana is not the cause of the appearance of bhava, because bhava is only attained by mercy. The mercy of Bhakta, Bhakta Kripaya or Krishna Kripaya. Bhava is not attained by sadhana, but sadhana prepares the heart to receive the mercy of a Bhakta, a Nityaparisha, a devotee of the Lord, or a Premi Bhakta of this world, or Krishna. Sadhana Bhakti prepares the heart, purifies and cleanses the heart, to receive the mercy. Then he will get the Bhava Bhakti from Krishna or his Parikars. Bhava manifests in a transparent heart by the mercy of Sri Krishna's devotees. Srila Prabhupada's godbrother, Bhakti Ridoy Bon Maharaj, he also has a Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. And his commentary 1.2.2, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, he translates Jiva Goswami's Tika this. Thus, Bhava is an eternal essence of Krishna's Swarup Shakti. Bhava does not grow in the heart of an individual as an effect of sadhana bhakti. Bhava is not a generated event. So a conditioned soul, a nitya bhava, cannot generate or make or create bhava on his own, by his own efforts in sadhana, hearing, chanting, remembering, worshipping, etc. Bhava Bhakti is the intrinsic internal nature of Krishna and his Nityaparikars. And this bhava descends into the jivas through the Guru Parampara. This is Van Maharaj, Srila Prabhupada's godbrother. He says this bhava bhakti, in other words, this mercy comes from the bhaktas. The bhaktas in your parampara, which goes all the way to Krishna. Krishna kripaya, va bhakta kripaya. So he says that bhava bhakti is the intrinsic nature of Krishna nitya parishads, like Advaitacharya, Nityananda, Gadadhar, etc., which descends into the jivas through the Guru Parampara. So the conclusion is that bhakti, bhav, and prem are all transcendental. They are all eternally existing outside of the jiva. They're not within the jiva. Jiva's constitution. If a jiva is bhagya or lucky, fortunate, and he meets a devotee, or even from Krishna directly, he may receive the seed of bhakti. Then he will be trained in sadhana bhakti, and he will practice bhakti to prepare sadhana bhakti to prepare his heart for the ingress of more mercy from Krishna or the devotees. And by their mercy, then bhava and prema will manifest in the heart. This is the Tattva Siddhanta of Gaudiya Vaishnavism.